The gospel for the second Sunday of Easter takes place on the day of our Lord's resurrection. It's the evening, and the disciples are gathered in the upper room, and they are gripped by fear. The risen Lord Jesus appears to them, showing them his hands and his side. He transforms them, bringing deep and lasting peace that immediately scatters their darkness of worry and fright. Friends, the hallmarks of intentional disciples are confidence and joy. Then we learn that one of them was absent. The apostle Thomas was not there. The others passionately explain the appearance of the risen Lord to Thomas, but he will only believe if Jesus fulfills his own conditions. The disciples underperform in their initial moment of evangelization, and Thomas stubbornly clings to his unbelief. Only in touching the crucified Lord will Thomas believe. Genuine Christian faith is not conditioned believing. Jesus appears again a week later, and this time Thomas is present. Thomas sets aside his pretentiousness and confidently exclaims his faith, "My Lord and my God." Thomas's faith emerges not so much from the evidence of seeing the risen Lord Jesus, as much as from an immense sorrow for having persisted in unbelief. Like all of us, Thomas needs to see how good the good God is and how dependent he is upon God's goodness. The same risen Lord Jesus deeply desires for us to encounter him and does so in order for us all to grow in confidence and joy in our daily living. Are we known as people who really are living a life of faith? How does our faith make us deeper in confidence and joy? How does our faith move others to encounter the risen Lord Jesus? God be with you.